Welcome to the Take a Chance Apprenticeship Podcast. In this series, we look at alternative routes to qualification taken to secure a position at Clifford Chance. In this episode, I'm happy to be speaking to Liam Staples in regards to his career. My name is Gokiran Korsohal, and I'm a paralegal apprentice from the Clifford Chance Newcastle office. Thank you for being on the podcast with me, Liam. Please, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Liam Staples. I am the junior process architect working in the Newcastle office, and I work primarily with the litigation and real estate teams. I also started as an apprentice in January 2019, and then ultimately qualified to be a paralegal at the back end of 2020, and since then moved into the junior process architect role.
Where did you start your career, Jenna?
So before working at Clifford Chance, I worked at Land Registry, and what I did there was help people out with sort of property queries and searching documents such as leases, mortgage deeds, transfer documents, etc. And then moving on from that, I just kind of got a bit of a spark for that work environment, working with those legal documents, and ultimately applied for the apprenticeship through Clifford Chance Newcastle, and then completed the apprenticeship working throughout different practice areas, and then completing the qualification through Silex, and that's what led me to where I am today.
What made you take a chance on doing an apprenticeship at Clifford Chance?
So I think I was never one to want to go to uni, hence working at Land Registry before going here. But I did want to progress myself and get a few more qualifications and actually build myself a career path rather than having kind of no ground to work from. And I think completing the apprenticeship through Clifford Chance and with the use of Silex was a very good starting point for that. I think the qualification that I completed was really interesting, and I think it went hand in hand with the work that I was completing during the apprenticeship. As I said, working across every practice area, I worked in the litigation team, and that was one of the qualifications that I did through Silex, which was civil litigation. So that paired quite well. And I just think the kind of practical learning, what I did during the apprenticeship, definitely helped my experience when sort of working on that academic side through Silex as well.
What did progression look like to you when ending your apprenticeship?
So during the apprenticeship, there was a lot of talk about the paralegal training program. And as an apprentice, it's something that you can't partake in, but it's definitely advertised and encouraged once you finish and qualify. So that was one route that I would have liked to have went down and done a qualification like that. But I qualified and worked on the real estate team, and I applied for a virtual secondment. So I was working for a sort of large banking client on a sort of virtual basis, you know, during the pandemic. And I didn't really have the opportunity to kind of undertake one of those training programs, but I always had that interest in the best delivery side of things and sort of creating process documents and guidance notes to help us complete the work that we get in on a sort of repeat basis from London or any other office for that matter. And I'd completed some of these documents and drafted a few during the apprenticeship and then during my paralegal role. So I saw the opportunity that came up for the junior process architect position and applied for that there. And I think it's a good access route to get into the continuous improvement side of things and help with best delivery and kind of the main focus of the Newcastle office to kind of drive that work for a good quality at sort of a lower cost. But generally, the encouragement to progress your career at Clifford Chance is very apparent when you qualify.
What's been your biggest lesson since starting here at CC?
There's probably quite a few, and I think it's probably a fairly cliche one, but if I'm one of the first people on the podcast, I might as well get it out the way. I think I would just recommend asking questions. You're always going to be unsure when you first start out completing billable work or any new task. And the reality is a lot of people will probably be in a similar position. No question is going to be considered stupid. And like I said, there'll probably be other people with that question on their mind. And it just kind of, it shows that you're kind of inquisitive as well. And it also like helps you understand the work that you're going to be completing. And then if it's, for example, in a Teams chat, it's definitely going to help others out there too, and provide that answer for everybody there. So yeah, ask questions, and I guess you shall receive.
Yeah, totally agree. What's your favorite thing about college? What advice would you give your younger self?
So I would probably, I mean, I think when I sort of finished school and I was going to college briefly, I think with the idea of not wanting to go to university in my head, things definitely didn't seem like a dead end, but I didn't go down the apprenticeship route immediately. As I said, I worked in that government organization, and that was just a full-time role, but I did know at heart that I did want to progress qualifications and whatnot and just try and fill myself out on a good career path. So I think the advice that I would give myself would just be to kind of stay strong and keep learning. I think it's a good advice to give. And I think for someone who's in a similar position, who doesn't know whether they want to go to uni, they already have set their heart on not going to uni, things can look a little bit like it might plateau if you get into a job immediately. But if it's something that you have deep down inside that you want to progress and sort of get into those, like a career path, I think an apprenticeship is a perfect way to, a perfect route to go down. And yeah, would recommend it. It definitely sort of helped me out, and I'm really pleased that I did it.
All right. Thank you, Liam. That's all of the questions.
No worries.
Thank you for being on the podcast, isn't it?
Great. Thanks a lot.